Chapter 3, The Chameleon Effect, Blending In But Feeling Alone. Veterans are experts at adapting to any situation. The training they received prepares them to survive and succeed in the harshest environments. They learn to assess a room, read people, and blend in without hesitation. In combat, this skill is essential for survival. The ability to adjust quickly to unpredictable situations and stay calm under pressure is what keeps them alive. But when veterans return to civilian life, that same ability to adapt becomes a burden. Veterans often find themselves blending into their surroundings so well that they begin to lose touch with their true selves. They learn how to appear fine on the outside while feeling completely lost on the inside. Living with different identities. A veteran isn't just one person. After service, they carry different roles. Soldier, spouse, parent, friend, and employee. Each of these roles comes with its own set of expectations and pressures. At home, a veteran is expected to be loving and patient. At work, they're supposed to be calm and professional. Among fellow veterans, they are part of a brotherhood where toughness and strength matter. These roles often conflict with each other, forcing veterans to switch between personalities depending on where they are and who they're with. Over time, this creates a deep sense of confusion and emptiness. A veteran may feel like they are constantly adjusting to meet the needs of the people around them. At home, they might try to be emotionally present, but struggle with the weight of memories from combat. At work, they may act as if everything is fine while battling intrusive thoughts and anxiety. When they spend time with fellow veterans, the pressure to remain tough and unbreakable can feel overwhelming. This constant shift between identities makes it hard for veterans to know which version of themselves is real. They might start to feel like they're playing a role instead of living an authentic life. It becomes easier to fake happiness than to deal with the uncomfortable truth that they don't feel at home anywhere. Veterans often say that the person they present to the world feels like a stranger, someone they've created to make others comfortable. The result is a growing disconnect between who they are and how they feel. Wearing the mask. Many veterans describe feeling like they are wearing a mask in civilian life. In public, they smile and nod, responding the way they think they should. They shake hands, make small talk, and play the part of an average person. They learn how to blend in so they don't stand out. This is a survival skill. Blending in helps them avoid uncomfortable questions or the need to explain what they've been through. Behind the mask, however, is a different story. Memories of combat, the loss of close friends, and the weight of guilt and trauma are always just beneath the surface. Veterans hide that pain because they believe others wouldn't understand. Worse, they fear that showing weakness would make them vulnerable. Vulnerability was dangerous in combat, and that belief carries over into civilian life. Over time, the mask becomes harder to remove. Veterans wear it at work, at home, and even around friends. They convince themselves that it's easier to keep the mask on than to risk exposing the truth. The need to appear normal creates a wall between them and the people who care about them the most. Even when someone tries to connect, the mask stays on because dropping it feels like losing control. Isolation behind the act. Blending in might seem like a way to protect themselves, but it creates a lonely existence. A veteran might sit at a family gathering, laughing along with everyone else, but feel completely disconnected. They are physically present, but emotionally absent. Loved ones might sense that something is off, but struggle to figure out what's wrong. the effort of maintaining the act is exhausting. Veterans may start to avoid social situations altogether because keeping up appearances drains their energy. They might start turning down invitations or finding excuses to avoid family events. Over time, the desire to protect themselves leads to isolation. Veterans become trapped in their own minds, unable to reach out, but desperate for connection. The problem is that people can only try so many times before they give up. A spouse might stop asking questions. A friend might stop calling. A child might stop trying to engage. Veterans begin to feel like people are pulling away, but in reality, they've created the distance themselves. Losing authentic connections. The struggle to balance different identities and maintain the mask makes it hard for veterans to form deep connections. A veteran might have friends and family who care about them, but the feeling of being understood is missing. They may push people away or avoid sharing their true thoughts and feelings. When someone asks, "How are you doing?" the easy answer is, "I'm fine." Admitting to the pain beneath the surface feels like a risk not worth taking. Veterans might assume that sharing their struggles will burden others or make them seem weak. But hiding the truth makes it impossible for others to help. Without honest communication, emotional distance grows. A spouse might start to feel like they are living with a stranger. A friend might assume the veteran isn't interested in maintaining the relationship. Children might start to feel like their parent is emotionally unavailable. Even though the veteran wants to connect, the fear of vulnerability prevents them from doing so. The weight of emotional distance. The emotional wall that veterans build to protect themselves becomes a source of pain for their relationships. A spouse or partner may sense that something is wrong, but feel powerless to break through the wall. Friends might notice that the veteran seems distant or emotionally unavailable. Over time, this emotional distance creates resentment and confusion. Loved ones may feel like they are competing with an invisible force, the part of the veteran that remains stuck in survival mode. A partner might try to be patient, but when their emotional needs aren't met, frustration grows. A child might try to seek attention from a parent, but when they are met with indifference, they pull away. Slowly, the people closest to the veteran start to give up. Feeling trapped between worlds. Veterans often describe feeling like they are living between two worlds. They no longer belong to the military world, where bonds were built through shared hardship and sacrifice. But they also feel out of place in the civilian world, where conversations about work, sports, and everyday life feel shallow. This feeling of being caught between worlds adds to the loneliness. Veterans want to reconnect, but struggle to know how. The skills that served them well in combat, emotional detachment, constant vigilance, and self-reliance, become barriers to emotional connection. They want to feel close to others, but they can't figure out how to let their guard down. Breaking free from the mask. The chameleon effect is a survival mechanism, but it's not a permanent solution. Veterans need to feel safe enough to let the mask slip. Talking openly with other veterans, attending support groups, or working with a therapist can help them begin to trust the process of healing. Learning to express emotions and share the truth behind the mask is difficult, but it's the only way to rebuild real connections. Veterans need to know that being vulnerable is not weakness. It's the first step toward feeling whole again. Learning to trust again. Opening up to others takes time. Veterans may have learned to rely only on themselves during service, but healing requires trust. Slowly allowing others to see the real person behind the mask can create a sense of relief and freedom. Small moments of honesty, like admitting to feeling anxious or overwhelmed, can help rebuild emotional bonds. Trusting someone with the truth of their experience helps veterans feel seen and understood. The power of being real. The path to feeling whole again starts with honesty. Veterans need to feel that they are enough, not as a soldier, not as a provider, but as a person. Taking off the mask, even in small ways, allows them to reconnect with the people who love them. It's a hard process, but it's worth it. Being real means being vulnerable, and being vulnerable is the key to feeling less alone. When veterans stop hiding behind the mask and allow others to see their struggles, they create the opportunity for true connection. Healing begins when veterans realize they don't have to face it alone.